it is an excellent opportunity following the SDG summit to explore relationship and links between corruption and different forms of transnational organized crime, including wildlife and forest crime. It was very timely to discuss how the implementation of the UN Convention Against Corruption, which is universal UN Convention, can help and can support our efforts to combat wildlife and forest crime.
And maybe to continue on the theme with the Sustainable Development Goals, they are universal in nature and universally applicable, and corruption is also a universal theme. So what's the main message that you would like to go out from St. Petersburg about the link between tackling corruption and implementing these global goals?
High-level international events like the conference of the state parties of the UN Convention Against Corruption are meant to contribute to the implementation of the ambitious, innovative agenda approved by the UN Summit on Sustainable Development Goals 2030 for the next 15 years. And indeed, the discussion, which started yesterday and continued today in different forms, in different settings, was very helpful to see how implementation of the UN Convention Against Corruption, including through the review mechanism of this convention, as we are passing through the second cycle of the reviewing process, can really help and support this ambitious and innovative agenda. There have been many discussions on practical outcomes of this conference, and as I understand, state parties are working on specific resolutions on this matter. It is also very important to keep in mind the need of implementing the SDG agenda in a comprehensive way. The Goal 16, which was mentioned by many delegations, contains a specific target aimed at countering corruption. And here we have a synergy we need to use and exploit for the purposes of more coherent response by UN system.